Well, this morning, as I said earlier, Lutheran Women's Missionary League Sunday. About the quilts, is there somebody who wants to speak on the quilts? I think maybe Pat. Where's Pat this morning? Did you want to say something about the quilts? Okay. The quilts, though, are on the rail as part of the work of Sisters in Service and the LWML and what they do. These quilts go out to give warmth to those, not so much locally, right, but internationally, to the Salvation Army for whatever that needs that they, that would be more local probably, yeah. Very good. And that's why we display those. Ladies put those together so that they can go out and be a part of that. What I wanted to do this morning, though, is just a short message here on the 75 years that the Lutheran Women's Missionary League has been together. Now, I want to start by saying this. You are all missionaries. You are. Maybe not with a capital M, but maybe with a small m. You can't be Christian and not be a missionary. Okay? Now, it might be kind of haphazard, personally, right? As you go about and practice your missionary life, it may be not so organized in terms of who you're going to reach and how you're going to reach them. You know, but God provides every day. There are people that you touch in some way or another with your Christian faith. I mean, that's obvious. Whether it's somebody in your family or somebody you work with or somebody you go to the gym with or somebody that you give a ride to or maybe just somebody next to you in a restaurant. There's always a life that you live in word and deed. You can't help but to be a light that shines in the lives of others when Jesus Christ is alive in your heart. So you're all missionaries. Now, what the LWML does is it helps gather the ladies of the congregation together to help them to be more organized in how they do their missionary work. And so what they'll do is they'll get together and have Bible studies about how to be a better missionary individually and as a group. They will gather their mites together, their boxes, and they'll gather the sum of all of those things together, which, by the way, over 75 years, pennies and boxes, over $30 million. In organizing all of that together, their efforts are more focused and more beneficial, I think, as a whole. And so they also, by the way, provide different places that need mission work across the world. In other words, there are people set apart that can just focus on seeking people that need perhaps mission dollars or prayers or quilts or something like this. So by having a group that's come together, they could be more focused and more deliberate in doing missions themselves. So the LWML, I've worked with them for 30 years in the ministry, and I find them to be very dedicated ladies. Now, one thing that I will say about it, though, is that sometimes I hear people criticize the LWML. And the reason that they're kind of criticized, I think, sometimes, is they're not very flashy. Okay? We tend to like flashy groups. Groups that tend to be a little bit more vocal, right? Perhaps groups that are really attracting a lot of young people. By the way, the LWML does attract young people. And there are quite a few younger sisters in Christ in the LWML that have joined the organization. But the ladies of the LWML tend to be a little bit more quiet and deliberate and focused in what they do. And by the way, they do a very good job. Now, what I'm going to start with is a Bible verse, And I'm going to talk about that Bible verse just a little bit before I get going. This is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and or chapter 1, verse 2 and following. I give you thanks always in my heart, as well as to God. And I mention you in my prayers. I remember you and the good work that you've done, the faith and labor of love, the steadfastness and hope. For we know, sisters, loved by God, He's chosen you because our gospel came to you not only in word, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with full conviction. You know what kind of men and women we've proved to be among you for your sake. And because of that, you imitated us. And you received that word even in much affliction, but with joy in the Holy Spirit, that you might become an example to all the believers in Macedonia, Thessalonica, and Achaia. For not only has the word of the Lord sounded forth from you there, but your faith in God has gone out everywhere, so that we need say nothing about you. I like that verse, and I think it's kind of pointed in what it says. Back in the time of the scriptures here, a small group came together and became a church. They were Christians personally, but they decided to become a group unified in the Lord. That's what a church is. And because they did this, together they were able to focus on the ministry of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, worship together, hear the word of the Lord together, pray together, receive communion together, and then reach out together. And it became such an illustration of God's love, even though there was much affliction there, that people were hearing about it all over the area and even as far as where Paul was in Rome. It says the word sounded out from them. I looked up the word, sounded out. Do you know what instrument it points to? A trumpet. Have you ever heard a trumpet really played well? Isn't it something? Like on Easter morning? I love trumpets on Easter morning. I love trumpets whenever I can, when I first come into worship, even when I end, because they're so loud and resounding. Even with my deaf ear, I can hear it. Clear and penetrating, leaving a mark in my mind and my ear and my heart, just like the Word of God does. That sound was what went out from these people in word and action because they loved the Lord. Now, what I did is I printed off what the LWML has done over the past years, and I hope I can get these glasses on. They're very good. And they go back their beginnings to 1943 to 1945, what was going on in the world. World War II, a very difficult time in the life of the world and in the United States. These gals got together with their pennies, and although they weren't a very big group at that point yet, they raised $15,000 in pennies. Perhaps a few nickels and dimes here and there, but you know what it was like back then. The difficulty people had in getting resources together just for life and living. $15,000 they brought together. And they decided they would put forth an effort towards deaf ministry. And so all of it went to deaf ministry of the LCMS to different ministries across the United States so the deaf could hear the word of the Lord. Now, After World War II, of 45 to 47, they raised $74,000. And the group at this point wasn't much more than 20,000 strong. They gave it all to orphans and orphanages in Europe, post-World War II. I'm not going to go through every year. You were probably wondering. I'm going to go through some important highlights. 51 to 53, they have a biennium where they come together as a convention after every 2 years, and they decide what they're going to do with all their mites. They had raised $150,000. So you can see how it's starting to climb. Most of it went to a hospital in India to provide hospitalization for injuries, diseases, and so on and so forth. That's really quite something. 1957 to 59, those 2 years, they raised $200,000. A lot of it went to translate Bibles. Translate Bibles that were, you know, in areas where people weren't speaking English. 59 to 61, they're up to $220,000. Most of it went to a seminary in the Philippines to prepare men and women for ministry. I'll take you to 1961 to 63. Those are the years in which I was born. That goes back a few years, doesn't it? $250,000. Some of it, about $50,000, going to medical missions in Ghana and Nigeria, and they helped put up a radio receiver in New Guinea. Going to 1965 to 1967, they raised $300,000, most of it going to help people with leprosy. Some of it going to Messengers for Christ, recruiting for linguistic training in countries where they don't speak English. Going on to 1969 to 1971, they're up to $400,000. A lot of it going to Brazil to fund scholarships for students there who can't afford their own education. Some of it going to Braille for the blind, creating and writing Bibles so they can be read. Going to 1975 through 77, $500,000. $50,000 going to Chicago for Uptown Ministry. Some of it going to chapels, ministry, and pastors in Nigeria. Some of it going to the Lutheran Church for Mexican ministry, $50,000. So you can see where they're starting to make more and more of an impact. Let's go to 1979 to 1981. $750,000 now they're raising in mites. Hispanic Lay Ministry, Concordia College, Austin, $100,000. As they continue to reach out to the Navajo Indian Ministry. By the way, that's one thing about the LWML that a lot of people don't know. They've given a lot towards Native American Indian ministry here in the United States. I looked at the totals. It's over $1 million. 81 through 83, ministry to Bohemian children. That should be in the Bahamas, over $50,000. Urban teacher training, they bought a pickup in Ghana so that they could take food and other needed resources to people beyond the reach of the towns in that area. Now, if we go up and we go closer to today's date, 1987 to 89, they're up to $1 million. Laborers for Christ. You know what laborers for Christ is? They're people that go out and they build churches and help refurbish churches throughout the U.S. They gave $60,000 towards that ministry. They also gave $50,000 that year towards writing a hymnal for Chinese people. If we go to the 90s, 91 to 93, $1.2 million they're raising, assisting Panama ministries, black ministries here in the United States, over $50,000 at one time, and then another $150,000 later during that biennium. If we go closer to the 2000s, now they're getting up to $2 million. In 1997 to 99, $1.3 million. Outreach, again, to the Omaha Reservation, Bible class videos for people in foreign countries, something called Family Connection for people who are experiencing divorces. If we go further into the 2000s, let's just go to 2003, 2005. $1.5 million in pennies, nickels, and dimes so that people can adopt children. A network was created, and the LWML supported that. People of God Seminary in Kazakhstan training pastors and missionaries. Over the years, like I said, they're over $20 million now and growing. Can you imagine that? I don't know another ministry in the United States, out of all the ministries I know, missionaries included, that are gathering something like mites and boxes and making use of it throughout the world in ministry like the LWML. Over 75 years, the difference they've made. I don't know about you, but I've talked to some of you lately. We live in a world that's full of ideology, don't we? People have all kinds of criticisms towards people in public office, people in leadership in the church, just driving down the road the way other people drive. I have no problem with criticism except for this. You gotta back it up. Right? If you have a feeling one way or the other about something that's really bugging you, it's okay to say something, right? But shouldn't your actions do the walking? The ladies of the LWML had a lot to say about what was going on in the world in the last 75 years. You know what I appreciate? They did something about it. They've done something about it. Don't you feel like in today's world, people are saying more and more, social media everywhere, but you're not seeing much done about those things? Wouldn't you love it if you could become a part of a group that had the gumption and the gall to step out and make a difference? Today's a challenge to each and every one of us. I've already told you, you're all missionaries, right? Each and every one of you. What are you going to do about it? You're going to make a difference. Hopefully, you're going to make a good difference in the world around you. You're going to be helpful. You're going to be positive. You're going to be Christ-like. You're going to send out a sound that's loud and clear and as penetrating as a trumpet. But hopefully, folks, too, you can become a part of an organization that where together you're going to support one another and make a huge difference. Now, I will say this, too. You're already part of that. You're part of a congregation that's very active in missions. We do a lot in terms of missions. And we reach out, and we do a lot for missionaries, evangelists. We do a lot of things for people who are poor and hurting and people who need to hear about Jesus in different areas. Don't give it up, folks. Don't give it up. Make a stand. Stand for what you know is right and what you love and how you want to make a difference in the lives of other people. Become more and more active. The outreach of Bethlehem Lutheran Church and what it does. And when you get the opportunity, don't just say, I'm busy. I got too much to do. But think about becoming more organized, more effective, more purposeful in what you are and what you do. Don't forget the needs of the congregation in terms of fulfilling its ministry and mission, even if it's in leadership. Calls out there, folks. It's out to you. It's the voice of the Lord. Can't turn your back. What's he want? I like the way Samuel, and I like the way Paul and some of the others in the Bible heard the call and said, oh Lord, send me, send me. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, amen.